Andrew Kelleher, one more time for the year. Good morning.
A very good morning, Mike.
And welcome to the 2018 Andrew Kelleher Awards.
AK's Awards.
The AK's Awards. So we've got we've got several categories this morning. Let us kick them off with the 2018 Brickbat.
The Brickbat Award. There were several contenders for this, Mike, which is unfortunate. Fletcher Building were in there, Fonterra in there, but they both got a look in, but it had to go with CBL Corporation. We had to go there because it was simply a litany of failures. I mean, the company was suspended in February, but so we are going back to the beginning of the year. But this week, what we had here was a failure of the business model, a failure of governance, a failure of... well, perhaps not a failure of oversight, poor oversight, big disappointment for investors. $700 million down the gurgler. Unfortunately, that puts you in the prime position for this award. So, CBL Corporation.
CBL Corporation for 2018. The 2018 JV gone wrong. What went wrong?
Who couldn't went wrong? He could not go past Rowan Glenn and Eric Watson on this one, could you? I mean, possibly the most high-profile bromance to go awry this year. They were once close friends. They went into business together. Hey, look, it's reasonable to assume going into business with Eric Watson is fraught with danger. And so Owen Glenn found this out big time, didn't he? And the final twist in the tail, I mean, it ended up in the High Court where Watson was labelled as secretive and misleading. Owen Glenn won the latest twist. Watson doesn't have the ability to pay. There's a Tui moment. Yeah, right. But he can't afford to pay Sir Owen Glenn. There you go.
Righto, big company bouquet.
Oh, close one, this one. Close one. There was the contenders, A2, Main Freight and Trade Me. A2, 40% gain this year, but the CEO selling shares counted against them. That counted them out. They were out. So then I got to Main Freight and Trade Me. And Main Freight just keep delivering. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. But they look, they recently posted a good rise in profit. They don't seek the headlines. They're good corporate citizens. They quietly go about their business. Senior executives with skin in the game. They don't sell their shares. Trade Me, got people fighting over them. They've gone from strength to strength. I still remember the day that the Morgans, Sam Morgan sold that business. $2.5 billion they're going to get now. I think, mate, Mike, on the balance here, I'm going to go with Main Freight. Good corporate citizens, quietly in the background. Great return to shareholders this year. Go Main Freight.
Good on them. Small company bouquet.
Yes, now, here we go. Now, we disclosure here, Mike, I am a shareholder in this company, so I am a shareholder.
So you've awarded it to yourself?
Pretty much, pretty much. And why not? Yeah, because if you don't believe in yourself, Mike, who will?
That is true.
Small IPO earlier this year. This was onto the NXT market. This is a little company called QEX Limited, listed at 25 cents, went as high as $1.55, currently $1.16. It's delivered on all its promises. Look, we didn't have a lot of initial public offerings on the market this year. The NZX has struggled to convince the local capital markets that it's the place to list and raise capital. NZX needs to do a better job at that next year. QEX has under-promised, over-delivered. It sends stuff up to China. It's simply gone about its business again. QEX Limited, small company bouquet.
I love it. And your business person of the year?
Streets ahead of everyone else. Could not go past Peter Beck, Rocket Lab. I mean, what more is there to say? We are sending rockets into space. We're doing it better than anyone else in the world. It's cheap. This business is going to be a wonderful business going forward. Absolutely legendary. Had to be Peter Beck.
And he's a nice guy with it as well. One more time, what are the numbers?
The numbers, well, about 10 minutes ago, the Dow Jones was up 100 points. Now it's only up 40 points. And that's the story of this year as well. 24,566 up on the Dow, up 39. The S&P 500 pretty much unchanged, 2646. The NASDAQ up 36 as we look at it, 7061. Overnight, the FTSE 100, little changed, 6877. The Nikkei, 21816, up 213. Shanghai Composite, 2634, they were up 32. ASX 200, not much change yesterday, closing at 5661. The NZX 50, we gained 55 points yesterday, closing at 8793. For the last time, the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy 0.68. 57 US, 0.9489 Aussie, 0.6035 Euro, 0.5427 pounds, 77.95 yen. Gold trading at $1,242 US dollars, and Brent crude $60.73.
Fantastic, mate. You have a fabulous Christmas and a great holiday, and thank you for all your energy and work this year. And you make business accessible and interesting and fun, and you're the best in the business. So go well, and we'll see you in 19.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, mate. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.